The ongoing tax dispute over the Rover pipeline is leaving Ohio communities short on cash. Energy Transfer is paying taxes based on lower appealed values, cutting into local revenue. According to the repository, Stark County officials say they're missing nearly $42 million. Stark Parks alone is out more than $640,000, forcing delays in trail and bridge projects. Dozens of school districts are impacted, including Fairless Local. They received about $1.3 million annually, but would get nearly $3 million if the full valuation were paid. The Ohio Supreme Court upheld a higher pipeline value last year, but a new lawsuit in Franklin County challenging the tax system is still pending. Canton police are investigating after gunfire struck a home Saturday night. Around 11:45, officers were called to a house in the 1200 block of Shorb Avenue Northwest. A woman told police unknown suspects fired into the residence, causing damage to a wall and mirror. No injuries were reported, and no suspects have been identified. An Austinburg Township man has pleaded guilty in a sex crime case. 55-year-old Norman Stutler entered the plea Wednesday in Stark County Common Police Court to an amended charge of importuning. Judge Krissa Hartnett handed him a 30-day jail sentence, 2 years probation, and 100 hours of community service. The case involved allegations between 2019 and 2024 with a child under 13. A rape charge was dismissed and the original charge of gross sexual imposition was reduced as part of the plea. Stutler must also register as a Tier 1 sex offender. A Minerva man has been sentenced after pleading no contest to multiple charges in Alliance Municipal Court. 33-year-old Dustin Miner was found guilty today of 3 counts of endangering children and 1 count of criminal damaging, with domestic violence counts dismissed. Miner received multiple 90-day jail terms, with all but 1 day suspended, along with fines, counseling, and conditions of good behavior. The January 3rd incident involved Miner, while intoxicated, fighting with and threatening to kill his 3 young daughters at his Don Street home. He shoved one of them into a bed frame, causing injury. Multiple arrests and citations followed sobriety checkpoints in Stark County. The sheriff's office says 3 drivers were arrested for OVI after checkpoints were held Friday in Canton at Mahoning Road Northeast and Tuscarawas Street West. A total of 396 motorists were contacted during the operation, which also resulted in a gun charge arrest, open container and seatbelt citations, and several suspended and license violations. A Portage County case involving serious allegations has taken a major turn. A woman who accused a Kent State University student of rape and kidnapping is now charged with falsification after investigators say she made false statements. Meanwhile, 20-year-old Jaden Proctor has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge with more serious felony counts dismissed. Prosecutors say the decision came after the accuser provided multiple different accounts and later recanted key claims. The woman is scheduled to be arraigned May 6th. A woman is dead after a 2-car crash near East Liverpool Saturday night. The Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Caitlin Williams of Negley was killed when a pickup truck crossed the center line and struck her SUV. The collision occurred around 7:30 on State Route 170 in St. Clair Township. The other driver, a 41-year-old man from East Palestine, was not injured. The road was closed for a time, and the investigation is ongoing. A suspicious death investigation is underway in Austintown. Police were called just before 4 p.m. Sunday to the 1100 block of South Raccoon Road, where officers focused their investigation on a home across from the middle school. WKBN-TV reports authorities have not released details about the victim or said whether any suspects have been identified. One person is in the hospital after a shooting in Youngstown Saturday afternoon. Police say it happened around 1 p.m. in the 200 block of Redondo Avenue. The victim was taken to the hospital and is listed in stable condition. A Youngstown man is facing charges after a high-speed police chase through Boardman Thursday night. Police say 20-year-old Guillermo Santos is charged with failure to comply and has been cited for speeding, reckless operation, failure to control, and hit skip. Officers say the pursuit began around 9:30 after a traffic stop was initiated for speeding and reached up to 100 miles per hour on Route 224 and I-680. Authorities say Santos struck 2 vehicles before the chase ended when a blown tire forced him to stop. A 7th District Appeals Court judge is looking to join a federal lawsuit over Ohio's judicial ballot law. Judge Mark Hanai has filed a motion to intervene in a case challenging a 2021 law that requires party affiliation for appellate and Supreme Court candidates. The suit was filed by Ohio Supreme Court Justice Jennifer Bruner, who argues the law violates constitutional rights. Hanai opposes the challenge and wants to defend the law on free speech grounds. A federal judge will decide if he can join the case. Youngstown State University held an open house Saturday at its Steubenville location to showcase programs and enrollment options. The event was held at the Sunset Boulevard facility, where visitors met with faculty, explored degree programs, and got help with applications and financial aid. The site was acquired after Eastern Gateway Community College closed in 2024. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the racketeering convictions of imprisoned former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder and ex-lobbyist Matt Borges in a $60 million bribery scheme. The court's ruling today leaves in place a decision made by the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati last May. Householder is serving 20 years after he was convicted of masterminding a scheme funded by First Energy to secure the speakership, pass a $1 billion nuclear plant bailout, then defend it from repeal. Borges, a former Ohio Republican Party chairman, was sentenced to 5 years for helping thwart the repeal effort. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.